real elections, he recalled replying. The people just wanted some reforms, but you used force. The problem is either we have to be with you or you kill us. That won him a month of extra torture, the most bizarre in his ordeal. A guard who called himself Hitler would organize sadistic dinner entertainment for his colleagues. He brought a rack and water pipes, Mr. Gabar said, to prepare the ambiance. He made some prisoners kneel, becoming tables or chairs. Others played animals. Hitler reinforced stage directions with beatings. The dog has to bark, the cat meow, the rooster crow, Mr. Gabar said. Hitler tries to tame them. When he pets one dog, the other dog should act jealous. The audience also included prisoners in nearby cells or hanging blindfolded on nearby chain-link fences, who confirmed the account. Some guards made those hanging beg. Master, I'm thirsty, then sprayed them with hoses, Mr. Gabash said. After weeks or months, many prisoners got so-called trials lasting minutes with no defense lawyers. Mr. Gabash was typical. At a military field court in 2012, he heard a judge rattle off his conviction, terrorism that destroyed public property, and his sentence, death. The whole trial was 1.5 minutes, he said. He expected to go to Saidnaya prison, which by then was a mass execution center. Thousands have been hanged there after summary trials, according to an Amnesty International report. Good. It's finished, he recalled, thinking. But it was not. He would endure another year of daily beatings. His last stint was in a makeshift prison deep underground near Damascus, a military bunker of the elite 4th Division, a fief of Mr. al-Assad's brother Maher. Survivors recall officers with the unit's insignia visiting and seeing the conditions, but Air Force intelligence ran operations there after Metsa prison overflowed, according to survivors and CIGA's files. There were no more interrogations. Torture, just torture, said Mr. Darwish, who was also transferred there for revenge, for killing, for breaking the people. Survivors tell these stories with black humor, if only because others suffered worse. Okay, I was beaten. I played a dog, Mr. Gabar said, but some people were killed or raped. Women and girls have been raped and sexually assaulted in at least 20 intelligence branches, and men and boys in 15 of those, a United Nations Human Rights Commission reported last year.